This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have to make Joe Biden appear credible. They have to make him appear sane. They have to make him appear presidential, as a leader, all that. And it's not going to happen. I mean, you want to talk about a job when you got to take a demented old white fool and try to pretend that the nation gives a crap about him. But that's what the left have on their hands for the next, well, whatever time that they decide he can remain their useful idiot. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you're with me. Truth Radio doesn't get out as much because we tell the truth. I'm almost beginning to wear it as a badge of honor that we can't get the show further out there, because if you listen to the program, we make total sense. I tell everybody it's just my opinion. I'm not the news. I'm not even Brian Williams. I don't even like elevate myself inside of the news. I just pretty much tell you the way it is. And the reason why there are literally, I don't know, dozens of people that listen to the program and follow me is because I pretty much speak for you. I speak for common sense. I wish I could tell you that there was something mystical and magical, that I'm the Black Swami, and suddenly, you know, you guys are, you're all, you know, enthralled, engrossed in everything that I say because it's so amazing, which I will agree that occasionally I do give you something to think about that's from a different perspective. But for the most part, all I do is tell you what you already think. I tell you what the overwhelming majority of Americans think. And I tell you the truth. And whether we agree or disagree, it doesn't really matter. It's one man's opinion. And here's what I really want you to understand. Your opinion matters. Yeah, I'm a smart guy. No question about it. You know, high IQ, good education, logic and reasoning in my degrees, electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Very observant about the world around me, thus my comedic take on it all. Accomplished to some degree, but wouldn't even go to compare myself to half the people I admire because I can't hold a candle to them. But here's where I can't hold a candle to everybody. And so can you. In living my life. Living it on my terms. See, if we don't walk around comparing, well, look at all the degrees and all the things that this person has, you know what you equal everybody in? 100%? Being you. Living your life. And that's why being you is so important. Because if you spend your time doing something else, you lose in the battle of life. Because we are all equals in pursuing our lives the way we see fit. Unless you're a sex slave, one of Hunter Biden's, you know, human trafficked people or something like that. But if you are not enslaved by anybody except perhaps your own mind, you are equal to everybody. I don't care what their money they have. I don't care what number of places they visited, the number of people they've hung out with, the types of food they've eaten or whatever. You have a completely unique experience to them that they can't handle, that they can't understand. Oh, we may measure differently socially because we say, well, you know, the person that gets to hobnob and go to art galleries and galas and openings and all, that's really cool. But you know what? There's some pretty cool stuff that happens at street level. Stuff that people that make fortunes can't even contemplate. I'll give you an example. I was talking to the CEO of a company a while back. People know this story. And he says to me, Kevin, I just feel so sorry for these young kids, black kids that I pass, and they're dealing drugs on the street. And my first thing was, stop lying. Stop lying, rich white man. I didn't say it to him, but I just was shaking my head. He had to be looking at me like, what? But I was like, you don't drive by any black kids on your way to work. I know where you live. So stop lying to me. That's lie number one. And then he goes on, and I see these kids and I just wonder, you know, because he's watched by the way, he didn't even watch some blaxploitation film about gang violence, but he knows it anecdotally. So, Kevin, let me share with you my observations about black people. So he lies and says he's driving by, going on his way to work, probably in his chauffeur-driven limousine, and he sees black kids and they're dealing drugs, and he can't help but think, if they only had an opportunity, and I shut him down, and I said, look, man, you don't know anything about those kids. Those kids will eat you for lunch if they had the opportunity to have your job. They have more guts than you would have in 50 lifetimes. A kid that gets up, goes and gets his drugs, goes onto a street corner knowing he could get arrested or shot. Would you do it? Of course he wouldn't. But he's going to lament the problem of the black kid, and he knows the situation and all that. He's lying through his teeth. Number one, he's never seen that kid up close and personal. Certainly hasn't spoken to him. And number two, he has no knowledge of what this kid brings to the world. What we should really be looking at that kid as. That kid is a resource. That kid is a freaking Navy SEAL. I was one of those kids. I didn't deal drugs. But I'm saying I have that mentality. That's why I do what I do. That's why I don't take any crap from anyone. Kevin, we're going to kill you, the new Black Panther. We're going to kill you. Well, come on. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's see who dies. I mean, I'll kick your butt. Game on. Where you want to meet? Because I'm going to tell you what. The only butt kicking that's going to happen is going to be yours, bro. Yeah. Have you guys seen any video of me getting my butt kicked? I walk all over. I'm all over this country. People know me. Black folks certainly do. They've threatened me within an inch of my life. And I'm still happy. I got all my teeth. So, look, these people are so, they don't know anything about the problems that they claim they want to do, but they want to hype and pretend, ooh, look at us, look at what we're doing for everybody. The big hype right now is Biden scores a sit down ahead of the Super Bowl. Can you believe that? CBS scores Biden sit down ahead of the Super Bowl. Really? That's a score? The least watched guy is going to talk before the least watched Super Bowl. And that's a score? As if anybody gives a rat's behind about Joe Biden. You know why anybody would watch this train wreck? Let me tell you why. They would want to see Biden crap his pants and if Dr. Jill would be there to change his depends for him. That's the only reason why you would want to watch Biden on CBS before the Super Bowl. You kidding me? We got a lot to talk about today, people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm glad you're here. Keep it here. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-400-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-03.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You're not going to hear this on the fake news, at least not much, because they don't want you to know the truth. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. I am Kevin Jackson. Breaking, according to Paul Sperry, one of my Twitter peeps. And he says, medical examiners did not find signs that the U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick sustained any blunt force trauma. Now, keep in mind, this story broke a while back. They said somebody bashed Sitnik in the head, a Trump supporter bashed Sitnik in the head with a fire extinguisher, I believe. Blunt force trauma. And then, now this was weeks ago, they said, no, as it turned out, he died of like a heart attack or a stroke. It was waiting to happen. But now they have now concluded that he didn't. They believe that the early reports that he was fatally struck by the fire extinguisher are not true, further deflating Democrats' impeachment case. Because what they were trying to do was tie this case. They were going to put this murder on Trump.
Now, I want you to understand the irony of Democrats who condone murder through Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Cops have been killed. Trump supporters have been killed. I'm not making it up. I'm not like, look, oh, let me find something to cheat. These people are being killed all over the country. And the Democrats want you to believe that Donald Trump is responsible for Sicknick's death, which we knew wasn't the case to begin with. Donald Trump has never condoned violence other than tongue-in-cheek. He's never, there's no serious notion of Donald Trump saying, yeah, go kick their butts. But I guarantee you this, Democrats have paid people to be goons. Whether it's union goons or just rent-a-goon, they pay people to go out and whoop butt. That's what they do. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting that the Capitol Hill update, the thing that they are basing their entire part of their future of how they handle you and me, we conservatives, you know, the people that they consider terrorists, the tax-paying people who actually honor the Constitution and who believe in law and order, you know, terrorists. This is what they base going after us on. And little by little, lie by lie, we found out one of the people that was in the Capitol wielding the, you know, showing a Confederate flag, etc., was a Democrat operative from like New Hampshire. How much proof do you need these clowns do whatever it takes to form public opinion, which, by the way, isn't even influencing public opinion because they have the media that hype it up to make you believe that, oh, look, this is public opinion. I said in the first part of the broadcast today, oh, they're hyping up Joe Biden. CBS scores an interview with Joe Biden. Really? A score? Joe Biden couldn't get 20 people to watch him at rallies for Joe Biden. But they want you to believe, look at what we did. We scored this right before the Super Bowl. A score? This is a joke. Lies and more media lies. I've mentioned many times that DC is Hollywood for ugly people. And boy, can that actress AOC act. After all the BS around this leftist, quote, siege of the Capitol on January the 6th, because that's who sieged the Capitol. In case people have forgotten, conservatives are the peaceful protesters. We're the people that go somewhere, and we leave it better than we got there. That's who we are. And how you know leftists are involved is when you go somewhere, and it's an armpit after the fact. It looks like a cesspool. Anyway, Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, whose office is two doors down from AOC, said the, quote, insurrectionist, which is what AOC called these people, her leftist friends that seized the Capitol. She says they never made it to their building on that day. Now, AOC is talking about she was scared and ducking down and all this other stuff. And Mace comes along and goes, nah, I'm going to set the record straight. And, of course, it completely contradicts AOC and what the media portrayed. And I know this is no surprise to you. But on January the 6th, Mace tweeted that she left her office in the Cannon Building. I know this place well. I've been to D.C. far too often. It stinks there to high heaven. But she was in the Cannon Building, which is inside the Capitol complex, but quite a ways from the rotunda in the House chambers. And Red State reported on how this impacts AOC's version or this lie. AOC wasn't in the Capitol Building where all the action was going down. This is what Mace tweeted. If she were in her office, she was in the Cannon Building, which is nearby, but a different building. And of course, many didn't get the logistics and just assumed she was in the Capitol Building. She was not there. We have wannabe actors, folks, in D.C. who are not representatives. They don't represent us. These crooks, these scoundrels and skanks see D.C. as a political stage where they play their roles. And you can bet none of their act involves helping us, the taxpayer. Their act is a complete orchestration of the utopia that they want to build that they built nowhere. Show me where it's worked. Show me where people are getting along and the kumbaya is happening, and I will get off the air. I will never write another bad word about them, and I will leave politics and go live my life to the fullest. But it doesn't exist. And astute Americans, after they got the word about AOC, they mocked her. And the funniest one to me, there was a bunch of them, but it was a diehard poster, and it said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, almost died hard, wrong building. You got to see the poster to get, it's hysterical. Another one mimicked The Shining. You remember Jack Nicholson's film The Shining? And AOC is tormented and coming through as the dude who had his face painted, you know, who was taking selfies in the rotunda. Another one had AOC landing, marching on D-Day with the troops. It was akin to Brian Williams and all of his stories and exploits. But the funniest one they did was they had AOC looking like she was a Jussie Smollett. It was a smash-up of Jussie Smollett. Remember him? The guy who accused two Trump rednecks in Chicago in sub-zero degree weather of beating him up because he was the gay dude on Empire? Whatever happened to Jussie Smollett? The guy who was making a lot of money and decided to use the Trump people to get more money. Folks, this is it. This is nothing but political theater. That's all this is. And the sooner you learn it and explain it to your kids and inoculate them from this nonsense, the better. Let's not lose this country over people like AOC. That would be a shame.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper-income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230-199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed is 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuervo. This is USA Radio News. China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
for Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is the law and order president. So much so that the nation wonders, does he really support law and order? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Mr. Law and Order, the Democrats, you know they're totally for law and order, right? Right? Yeah, because anywhere a Democrat is in power, you know there's not a whole lot of law and order. Go to the flyover country where Republicans are in office, and you know what you get? You get people, for the most part, I mean, defying the statistics of America. You, like I said, I've said many times, if you, and these are the statistical facts. If you remove a certain percentage, I think like the top 25 cities, crime, America is one of the safest places in the world. Where law and order doesn't occur is where Democrats are in control. And God forbid they're black Democrats. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy. Yeah. You live where there's a black Democrat leading your big city? Chicago? Lori Lightfoot? Yep. You go there, and your chances of you dying go up geometrically. The minute you go cross over the line into Chicago, into Illinois, and you get to Chicago, the chances of you dying goes up geometrically. Don't dare go to the South Side, you know, where Leroy Brown got his butt kicked, because then it goes up exponentially. Ugly, ugly. And folks, it isn't just these huge cities like Chicago. St. Louis is 8 times more deadly than Chicago, statistically speaking, per capita. Little Rock, Arkansas. Memphis, Tennessee, D.C., San Antonio, and a Liberty Town, Austin, and a Baton Rouge. I don't know if Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco, too, but I can tell you this. If there is a Democrat leading a city, you're in trouble. Crime-wise, statistically speaking. Detroit. Anyway. That's why there were people that asked Psaki, the White House press secretary, to define what Biden meant when he said the vast majority of law enforcement are decent and honorable people. I want you to just consider for a second. He says, Joe Biden says, vast people, law enforcement are decent bad people. And people, the press is like, what does he mean by that? What is he trying to say? Because they know he's so non-law and order. What's made him change his mind that these people are decent? Are you guys now back to defending the police versus defunding the police? Anyway, here's what Psaki had to say about it.
Question, if I could, sorry, about the president's comments last night as he was paying his respects to the FBI agents that lost their lives or were injured. He said, by and large, the vast majority of these men and women are decent, honorable people. What did he mean by that, the vast majority part?
That's exactly what he meant.
She was so dismissive. Welcome back. That's exactly what he meant. The reason the press asked this question is leftists like Biden have acted so differently towards the police. And I'm not talking about, decades ago. I'm talking about in the recent past. This defund the police movement all over the country run by leftists. Now, here's what I can tell you. I'm going to give you the political insider stuff. Nancy Pelosi, all these people, Biden, they will pretend that they like these. Yeah, let's do it, man. These cops are too bad, blah, blah, blah. You think they're going to get rid of them? If you think that they will get rid of law and order, you are out of your mind. They will never respect them. They see it as a menial job. They see it as, these people are here to serve us. That's why they don't have any respect for them. Donald Trump, who, you remember, he took the hat blew off of that Marine when he was getting on Huey 1, and he went and grabbed that hat twice and put it back on that military man's head. That's respect. That's somebody that says, I don't see myself as above you. I appreciate your job. I understand you're a cog in the wheel, but you are a necessary cog, and I will recognize you. Joe Biden would have let that hat blow down the tarmac. No problem. Number one, he couldn't have gotten it because he's too slow and he's too feeble. And he probably wouldn't even have realized that the Marine's cover blew off. Whoa, what was that? Was that a piece of paper? Blah, blah. Anyway, back to Psaki. That's exactly what he meant. Yep. The defund the police movement is a leftist movement. It is a Democrat-owned movement. But here's what it also is. It's a contradiction. It's a fight inside of the Democratic Party. Because there are people in that party that go, it would be really stupid for us to defund the police. So they let a couple of places do it. They pretend, oh, look here, Seattle did it, Portland did it. Look, if you let anarchy happen anywhere, anarchy will eventually happen everywhere. It should be universal, law and order, and it should be equally distributed. We're not getting that. We know that by watching Hillary Clinton, Comey, and half the Obama administration, it should be in prison. But the reason why things have changed, the reason why Joe Biden made that comment is because they have a very different stance towards anarchy now that they hold the reins of power. Yep. Donald Trump can't be their whipping boy anymore. So all over the country, they're going to downplay Black Lives Matter's tactics, Antifa's tactics. They're going to try to keep us shielded from the crime in Chicago and the crime in Detroit and Cleveland and Baltimore and every big city or even medium-sized city. Let me just put it a different way. Every Democrat-run city in the country, they're going to try to shield us from that. Pretend these groups are not acting out. But trust me, the leftist chickens are going to come home to roost because the Democrats can't continue to act as if they want to defund the police while simultaneously trying to defend the police. And that's the reason Joe Biden's press secretary got asked that question. Does he mean it? Seriously? Because you don't act like it. By the way, it was a Fox News reporter that asked it, Kristen Fisher. And it's funny because Psaki was so dismissive. She's like, how dare you ask that question? Of course we're for law and order. Well, I'm not going to tell you that in Fox News, think what you want about them. I'm not going to make a big deal because it was Fox that asked the question. But the press isn't asking questions that people aren't curious about. If Donald Trump had answered that question, Nobody would have said, it would have been, oh, well, you know, he backs the blue. No question about it. Speaking of which, bleedingbluemovie.com, shameless plug, please go check it out. And theflickfest.com is our movie site. And the film will actually probably be up there shortly. Press secretary having to respond to a question about law and order. I mean, every civilized society has rules. And we happily follow them. Look, I think government stinks on to high heaven. You should do everything you can to keep government out. But I do understand why we have highway patrol. Police who say, you ran that red light, you ran that stop sign, you didn't do this. We've all pretty much done it. If there's a traffic violation, a California stop, you've run a you got tired, you ran a red light, you ran a stop sign, you parked, you stopped too far into the intersection, no right turn on red, you know, whatever. We've pretty much all done something like that. And I'll tell you what you thought. You said, okay, I can rationalize not sitting here for 8 minutes on a mistimed traffic light. I'm tired of sitting here. I'm going to go to the, I got to go to the airport. I'm in a rush, whatever. And you run it. I've done it. I did it the other day. Getting to the airport. Sat at a red light for like 6 minutes and went, this is insane. Nobody there. Nobody coming from any direction. 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, to heck with this. Went right through it. Because that's a mistimed traffic light. That's a killer. If you want to save global climate change, how about you really look at those types of things? Put a camera there that says, let this guy go. But we've all done it. And I was willing to take the consequences if a cop pulled me over. And I understand. I would have understood it. Do you know what you did? Yep, I ran a red light. Why'd you do it? Because I sat there for 6 minutes wasting fuel. Nobody here. Don't you think that the city designers, the people that design these lights, ought to do something about it? That's what I would have said. I wouldn't have denied it. And if he'd written me a ticket, I would have said, thank you, officer. Because I did it. We understand the need for law. I understand why they have speed traps. People die. Some people, you know, do crazy things in their vehicles. I don't, but I understand that it's a penalty for everybody else. Because I'm not reckless when I speed. I just, you know, but I do like to put the pedal down every now and then. But not, you know, but you look at the real crime here. The Clinton cartel, racketeering organization that built billions from corporations. Then the Biden family, the crackhead Hunter running that. That's the real crime for Mr. Law and Order.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't like police. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm just scared of them.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes we want to call them too. Somebody broke into my house once. It's a good time to call them, but I don't know. The house is too nice. It ain't a real nice house, but they never believe I lived in it. He's still here.
The left really want to promote this anti-black police sentiment and anti-police black sentiment, and overwhelmingly, neither exist. Welcome back to the show. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. It's such a fallacy that black, don't misunderstand me, the black community definitely has a different view of policing. It's different, but it isn't anti necessarily. And the overwhelming majority of blacks who are not criminals understand the need for police. But there is a small element of blacks who say, you know, who understand that, and here's the real issue, that cooperating with the police is not blacks certainly understand that, and they do cooperate with the police, but they do so at their own risk because of the saying, snitches get stitches and get buried in ditches. But if anybody understands the policing and who needs police, it's black folks. We interact with them on a per capita basis at astounding levels. I mean, we are the NBA, the NFL of interacting with police. We have overwhelmingly, we dominate those sports. You get what I'm saying? So this idea that we don't like them and all that, it's ridiculous. More cases of criminality happen in the black neighborhood. Who's solving it? Community organizers? What do they call them? These psychotherapists? Who are they? The people solving crime in black neighborhoods are cops, the men and women in blue. And every time a crime is solved or the perp is put in jail, the family celebrates. Sadly, in many cases, they know who it is. They know it's cousin Ray Ray or it's the kid that grew up with the guy that got killed. They're the ones doing it. Don't misunderstand it for a second. But we have to have this idea out there that police are, the police are going out beating up black people and black people are afraid of cops. Black people are not afraid of the police. They are afraid of the ramifications of cooperating with the police. And the ramifications have to do with the small percentage of blacks who are committing most of the crime, not only in black neighborhoods, but in America. Those are some violent, bad people. And let me tell you something. Here's a dirty little secret for the leftists listening to the program. Democrats love those black folks. They love them. They condone them. They want them out there. They work with them. The police have to work with the worst element of the black culture. I'm telling you right now, don't go talk to any cop and see if I'm lying. They have criminal informants who are drug dealers, pimps, prostitutes, violent people can be a CI. And the cops have to let that CI operate in order to get even more violent people. They keep ratcheting up. They know who, let me tell you, go to Chicago, go to D.C., go to Detroit, whatever. The cops know the baddest guys in those cities, the dudes making the most money off of human trafficking, all the worst of the crime that's out there. They know them personally. They know it's a game of cat and mouse. You remember, if you ever watched the Bugs Bunny cartoon where the shaggy dog and the coyote, the sheepdog, go after each other, and at the end of the day, the whistle blows no matter where they are. When the shaggy dog's getting ready to punch him, he drops him and he says, "See you tomorrow, Ralph. See you tomorrow." That's the way the cat and mouse game is in high crime areas in all the big cities you can name. It's the reason why the job is so difficult to do, really, because you can't just step into that job. You have to remember the cases and, oh, yeah, we worked that case in the early 90s, this rapist or this so-and-so. They have to let these people operate. But Biden wants to be, he's law and order now, right? He's the guy that, there are good people on this side of the issue. Hey, thanks for telling us what we already know, Dr. Obvious. We know that the majority of cops and the majority of law enforcement are good people. We also know that at the top level of the FBI, the James Comey level, at the top levels of the CIA, the John Brennan, the NSA, the Clapper level, that those are the most crooked people on the planet. We know that too. Anyway, Jelena Porter was named the deputy spokesperson for the U.S. State Department under Biden. And in a 2016 Facebook post, Porter wrote that cops pose the largest national security threat, greater than that of both Russian hackers and ISIS, because of the killing of black Americans. This is the person that Law and Order Joe Biden put as U.S. State Department deputy spokesperson. But he's Law and Order, right? Now, do you think she's got any rational reason for saying what she said? The largest threat to U.S. national security are cops, not ISIS, not Russian hackers, not anyone else. That is her exact quote. If y'all don't wake up and rise up to this truth, the genocide against blacks in America will continue until we are near extinct. That's not the world I seek to live in or create for myself and those around me. This woman ignores the black-on-black crime that shoots thousands of people every single year, kills thousands. And she, the cops that get that kill, the number of blacks that get killed every year is less than 150. And she will ignore that to talk about genocide with cops. And Joe Biden puts her in his administration. I thought the biggest existential threat to mankind was global climate change. Hey, Democrats, when are you going to figure it out? Let the black folks know it isn't cops killing blacks. It's the climate that's going to kill blacks. I'm sure the climate is just as racist as those cops, too. Anyway, she was upset at the time because Terrence Crutcher, an unarmed black man, had been shot by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. See, there's a whole network of black folks, the grievance network, that goes around and says, oh, black person got killed over here. Go look real quick. Was it a white cop? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. And there's a group of people that are willing to finance it. I don't know if it's Soros or whatever. We can drop anybody's name in there. But here's what I can tell you. If a white man is killed across the country and it was an accident or it was intentional or whatever, for the most part, we let it, it's a local issue, it gets handled. Not blacks. They got to make it into something, man. And the Democrats know exactly how to play it. Let me tell you, if we were to do anything, the education of blacks about how this game is played should be all over the country. I would love to have a virtual seminars about this type of stuff and let black people know you're getting played. Here's what she said when she wanted to get her pardon the Biden administration. Comments I made 5 years ago on my personal Facebook account as a private citizen were in response to the uncomfortable and deeply painful truth of race-based violence in America that has continued ever since. The pain I expressed was real. Nevertheless, I should have chosen words that were less passionate and spur of the moment as well as more constructive. I, of course, know well that not all law enforcement officers pose a threat to our community. Today, I am proud to stand as the State Department's first black woman deputy spokesperson, a position that affords me an opportunity to be part of the ongoing conversation regarding nationwide equity and inclusion, as well as work to enhance the power of America's example overseas. A racist has been appointed to the Biden administration, an ethnocentric racist who won't even recognize the truth in the black community is that the black community is more destructive to itself than any other outside group. And now she's going to go spread her truth, her personal truth, to the world as the first black deputy spokesperson for the State Department. This is what look, here's the deal. I'm shocked she issued any statement about it at all. Because these types of statements are badges of honor for leftists, usually. And she kept her comments up until her latest position, but she worked for two high-ranking Democrats, and nobody ever questioned her about what she put in those tweets until now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.